Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Lou,
yeah,
is a proud Stepanak grad.
That's right.
Captain Lou is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain Lou Albano.
Catholic high school.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Me neither. What did he play? Did he wrestle? Did he actually was on the
that
wrestling team?
I don't
team?
Know.
He had to play football. I think I read that he did play football, but I did not know he was a Stepanak. What's the nickname again? I'm forgetting. Crusaders.
Crusaders.
There you go.
What's the deal with the rubber bands on his face, you think?
He's original. He's got style. He's unique.
It's weird, though, right?
You think?
Yeah.
I mean,
I used to love Captain Lou. I liked him in when he played Mario. And we've talked about this, I think, before in the TV show Mario Brothers.
I don't remember him doing that. I don't remember us ever talking about that. He was in...
I might have brought it up before. It was probably you were too older. You were old enough, too old for it. I was just young enough. It was right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
They turned, the Super Mario Brothers Nintendo game.
Yeah, I love the game, sure.
Yeah, they turned that into a TV show, and he was a... Hoff, if you could look up the intro to that. I know.
Are you serious?
Oh, dude, yeah. He was in... There was somebody that played Luigi. I have no idea who it was.
Yeah.
But Captain Lou played Mario, and they came out. They had this intro song and dance to it, and then I think it would warp into a cartoon.
Okay.
Of the Mario Brothers show.
Did he have the rubber bands as Mario?
That's a good question. I don't think that.
He did. By the way, I was...
It's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show!
Hold on, we got it.
Yeah, hang on one second. I was informed that he was a track and field star and the captain of the football team.
Others who get all the fame. If you're sick, it's in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers.
Hooked on the brothers.
You gotta watch the video.
I'm sure, but you gotta love.
That's it, though. I used to love that song.
You gotta love how, at some point, probably late '80s, early '90s, everything morphed into like a corny rap.
Yeah, right.
Everything.
Yeah, that is true too. It's amazing what they did. All the spinoffs and taking video games and the TV shows. Like, who would think that would work?
Is that the most popular video game of all time? Super Mario Brothers?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm qualified to answer that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Like,
I'm
if,
not.
You, if you ask me,
yeah,
it's certainly one of them.
Like Donkey Kong, Space Invaders, you know.
Right. Those are ours. But then now, like with what? Like Halo?
Well, Fortnite.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still big, I guess.
So
I got you.
All right. Now, we've been talking about Volpe all day. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Get back to your calls. Both the Yankees and Mets struggling here. What the hell is going on with our baseball teams? But I want to have to go back and look at our interview last year. We had Cashman on last summer. It was a little less than a year ago. I think we were filling in for Evan and Tiki. We had him on.
It was July, July.
Late July.
Right before the deadline.
Okay, right before the trade deadline. So even better. But I remembered asking Cashman about Volpe specifically and his inconsistency. So let's listen back to this clip from last time we had Brian Cashman on the show. Go ahead, Al.
And why do you think Anthony Volpe has been so inconsistent? I was saying he's on the verge of superstardom to start this year. You can clearly see the potential in him as a ball player. It's now been a year plus with Volpe where he's shown some ups and downs. Why has he been so inconsistent?
Well, he's a young player finding his way in the major leagues. I mean, he had... probably less than 50 games at AAA when he earned the right to be our everyday shortstop, and so he wasn't a finished product. And I agree with you. I think he's capable of a lot. I think he's providing a lot, and I think there's a lot more upside there on the bat than he has been able to show consistently. But obviously, you're seeing a closer version probably of what he is right now in the most recent few weeks, especially since the All-Star break. Listen, this is a hard game. And even though you have all the credentials and the ability as a young player, unlocking them and tapping them into them as a consistent guy, it becomes more and more difficult. So, it doesn't matter if you're a pitcher or a hitter. You've seen that you know, that story told time and time again, and sometimes it takes longer than we all would want. Look at Austin Wells, for instance. You know, Austin Wells is now like earning the right to be considered to hit in the middle of our lineup, you know, with a team that's, you know, one of the higher runs in scoring programs in the MLB. And earlier in the year, you know, he was struggling. And last year when he got called up, it was a struggle. And he's an offensive profile bat ahead of his defense, per se. He worked his tail off on the defense. But this guy's starting to really swing the bat on a consistent basis and give us comfort. So it just takes time. You know, it's a hard game.
Okay. First of all, I hate the excuse it's a hard game.
That bothers you.
Because it's a hard game for everybody. We're not comparing Anthony Volpe to, you know, Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle. We're comparing him to his peers in the big leagues. It's a hard game. We're not comparing him to minor leaguers or little leaguers. Oh, it's a hard game. No crap. That's why you're getting paid millions of dollars. It's Major League Baseball. Oh, baseball's hard. Oh, really? Well, that's what makes you so special. So how come the other guys who it's also hard for are doing better than your guys? That's the issue. Now, I do think it's interesting, BT, that was about a year ago. Here we are a year later.
Yep.
Also with Austin Wells, you want to throw him into the mix.
I was going to say that, yeah. Yeah. Here we are. But it's hard. Baseball's hard.
Okay, the main thing that I took from that, development. Less than 50 games at AAA. Also, at that point, he's saying, well, he's been up here a year and a half. So, and Volpe must have been in whatever kind of a hot streak there because Cashman was saying this is more what we expect him to be. Since then, fast forward a full year, he has not been that. So now it's not a year and a half. Now it's 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Like, at what point is he going to be what you expect him to be? And I could give you the endless examples, Cash, of all the other guys before that you haven't developed properly. So I think it comes down to 50 games or less than 50 games in AAA. They brought him up too soon, never put him back, and now they're just learning to live with him and trying to have him learn and grow at the major league level.
Listen, most of the thoughts from Yankee fans, unless you're, you know, like really old enough to have seen Mantle, most of the thoughts that now impact and shape opinions today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go back to the dynasty. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, we haven't done this since, and we developed the core four back then. Well, I will say that when the Yankees called up Bernie Williams, you know, Bernie's first year, he hit 238. That second year, he hit 280. Then he hit 268 back in year three. It took him a while to get going. Now, Bernie was more raw. Bernie just hadn't played as much baseball.
Do you have any of his other numbers, like power numbers?
I do. I got it all. So Bernie,
I'd be curious. Give me like second year, because 280 is not bad for a second year.
Second year, played how many games
here? Like, could you see the climb, basically?
I'll give you his first full season, which was year three, because he played 85 games, then 62, then 139. Right. So year three, he basically played every game. He had 12 home runs, 68 RBIs, 9 steals, caught 9 times. 106 strikeouts.
In his first full season?
His first full.
Yeah, not a good season.
No, I remember this. Because I remember Mel Hall used to terrorize him and Mattingly made him stop. Like, he was just in a rough spot. They made fun of him. He was an introvert. Bernie had a rough go. And let's see. His OPS was 734, which, by the way, you know, it was higher than Volpe's last year, although this year Volpe's is higher. And he hit 268 with an on-base percentage of 333. Well, the next year, now we get to the 94, the strike, so a condensed season. Hit 289, 12 home runs,
right,
57 ribbies, 108 games. Probably would have hit
so you could see 17 the uptick, or 18.
You could definitely see the uptick. And then 307, 305, and then he's burning.
Okay, so you could see the climb.
Yeah.
This is year three. Like, all right, last year he didn't get it done even after the hot start, Volpe. This year was supposed to be okay. Really, this is the year where he puts it all together. Maybe next year, sure, but now you're talking about 3 years will be in the books. Why, after three full seasons, would I believe season four is going to be the year where it finally kicks in for Volpe?
No, I'm not saying that you should. I mean, again, I share a lot of the same concerns that you and others do about Volpe. Now, there's been some wacky suggestions. Trade him. One guy said DFA him. I mean, what are we doing? What hallucinogens are you popping in this morning? Stop. Get rid of him? Cut him? It's the dumbest thing I've heard. But even when Paul O'Neill came here, and Paul, of course, was at the Reds, Paul was a platoon player. Paul did not really face lefties too often. And when they made the trade for Roberto Kelly, another young player, another prospect, that actually had more success really than Bernie did. I just gave you Bernie's numbers. I won't hit you with Roberto's, but just trust me. You just don't know. I'm less concerned about Volpe's numbers, and I'm more concerned about his approach. That's what at the plate.
I would be more concerned about the Yankees' inability to develop their younger players consistently.
And that's a bigger picture item, and I don't disagree with you.
Raj is calling from New Providence, New Jersey. What's up, Raj?
Yo, BT and Sal. Great show today, and happy Juneteenth.
You too, Raj.
Thank you. So check it. I'm an Astros fan, and I know we caught the Yankees, so to speak, last night. I don't think it'll last only because we're pretty banged up and we're playing in an easier division. But anyway, I think, I look at the American League this year. I mean, Detroit looks really good. And the thing is that they have a farm system that they have a lot of trade chips they can use to get some of these big names at the deadline. I don't see either us or Tampa making a big deal just because it's just not our style. So what do you think about the Yankees' aggressiveness this year? I mean, do you think they'll pull a George Steinbrenner, deal off a guy like Spencer Jones, maybe some of the young guys on the roster now to get some of the big names that could be available in the fire sale? What do you guys think?
Do it. You got to do it. I mean, you do it. You do what you have to do to put Aaron Judge in the best possible position to get to another one and eventually win a World Series.
Lombard?
That's the one thing I would. Yeah, that's the one guy that I wouldn't get rid of. He just looks a little different. Forget about the numbers. Watching him in the spring, he got a lot of run. He played a lot.
We said the same thing about Spencer Jones a year ago.
That's true. That was said. I remember the thing about Spencer Jones a year ago was that he went, what was the amount? I don't know that it was the entire spring, but there was one point for a good chunk of the spring where Spencer Jones hadn't swung and missed at a pitch, which was the worry on him, not enough contact. Like 35 or 4, somebody could look this up. But if you know what I'm saying, you know. It was something about his ability to make contact and not strike out him and just put the bat on the ball, which people didn't know if he could do. And if he could do that, well, now his prodigious power, his blazing speed, his rocket front arm, well, now that's more in play if he's actually putting the ball in play rather than within. Well, go look at what he's doing in the minors now. He's striking out a ton again.
Now it has to be the right piece. It can't be one of these unsure things or an inconsistent player. If there were a home run, like for me years ago with Luis Castillo, where I thought the Yankees definitively needed a top-end starter to go on in the postseason and try to win a World Series, I would have given up Anthony Volpe to get that.
I didn't want to do it because it was too early.
Understood, but I'm
too
just
early.
Saying like, those are the type of moves. So, hey, sometimes they come back to bite you. I'm also more so for giving up the prospect. I even said the same thing with the Mets getting Javi Baez. Now, would I do that now? No. That I told you, it's one thing that bothers me about the baseball season with Pete Carroll Armstrong, who's been the MVP of the National League, arguably the MVP of the National League.
Imagine, he's the favorite right now.
Imagine him being in center field, no less. The Mets need a center fielder. He's a center fielder with attitude, with that moxie, with power. Like if you could go sign any player right now, he's the one that the Mets would go hit on the free agent market. They had him. They drafted him. They were developing him. And they traded him for Javi Baez. But at the time, I respect going all in trying to win now, so I can't go nuts. And if I'm the Yankees, I would have done that years ago with Volpe and worry about it after the fact. Maybe get a different shortstop. Remember, if they would have traded Volpe at the time for Castillo, they could have signed any of those big shortstops that were hit the market.
Trevor Story, was that the year? Was Trevor Story available, or was that a different year? I feel like it may have been. I think it was, actually.
Story, like Turner, Seager.
Yeah, for sure.
Lindor was supposed to hit the market, but he didn't because the Mets traded for him and they kept him.
Those guys are always hurt. Seager's hurt again. Story's hurt again.
There was a different path.
Yeah, no, there was. But that wouldn't have proven necessarily to be the right path.
Correct, but a different... Well, this hasn't because they haven't won. And even last year where I said I would have done Spencer Jones for Corbin Burns.
Mm-hmm.
This was before I think we knew about the Cole injury last year.
It was.
But and obviously before heels emergence and all that, but I felt like, man, if you could get Corbin Burns and try to really solidify yourself with the loaded lineup with Juan Soto there, I would have done that. So I'd be all for it, but it's got to be the right move.
Yeah, and I'll tell you like something that now they're not going to get rid of him because they're obviously doing well and he looks like he's enjoying it. Like if you tell me that the Cubs fall apart and they want to trade Tucker and they want Lombard, I make the trade.
Yeah, right.
You know, with some if there's some backroom assurance that he really wants to be a Yankee and he's going to sign, I can't give up Lombard, have him bounce like Soto did.
Right.
But like that's, of course, I'd give up Lombard in a situation like that. But for a guy who's got like 20 home run potential, but hits 220, 232, no way. Just a bolt, like a righty bat for a little pop, no chance.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.